With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one of them early Saturday, has now been taken into custody. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with the latest.
Vance Bolter was arrested Sunday evening. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their Champlin home about 9 miles away. Earlier Sunday, Drew Evans, superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said more than 100 law enforcement officers, including SWAT teams, were searching the area, including nearby homes. He also said they had received more than 400 tips from the public. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump is halting immigration arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Admitting that his administration's immigration crackdown is hurting farmers and the hospitality business, the president directed immigration officers to stop arresting some undocumented residents.
We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
He said many of those people are great workers, even though they're not citizens. It's a change of tone for the president, who has promised the largest deportation operation in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Leaders of some of the world's biggest economic powers arriving in the Canadian Rockies in Alberta for a Group 7 summit. It's being overshadowed, though, by the escalating war between Israel and Iran. Consumer sentiment increasing in June for the first time in 6 months, jumping 16% to 60.5. Large increase followed steady drops that left the number last month at the second lowest level in 75 years. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a 2-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Nations taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. Committee compared that abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in the cases where the life of the mother is at risk. This is SRN News. Now, here's something new. Financial aid fraud is exploding thanks to the rise of artificial intelligence.
Crime rings are deploying ghost students, chatbots who enroll in online college classes and stay just long enough to collect a financial aid check. In some cases, professors have discovered almost no one enrolled in their class is real. To fight fraud, the U.S. Education Department has introduced a temporary rule requiring new financial aid applicants to show colleges a government-issued ID to prove their identity. John Scott reporting.
And John also reports there's an extra add to this problem. Victims of identity theft who discover loans fraudulently taken out in their names then must go through months of calling colleges, the federal government, and loan servicers to get that debt erased. More details at srnnews.com.